Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at week's end, and there certainly is plenty of it here in Washington, as well as around the country in the political world. We begin, though, here at the White House on Friday, where President Bush, after several days of deliberation, decided to dip into the money set aside for the Wall Street recovery to the tune of as much as $17.4 billion to the struggling auto industry, specifically General Motors and Chrysler.
It is the most effective and responsible way to address this challenge facing our nation. By giving the auto companies a chance to restructure, we will shield the American people from a harsh economic blow at a vulnerable time.
The president points out that $13.4 billion of the money will be available now to GM and Chrysler, with the possibility of getting $4 billion more if, in fact, the automakers show the incoming Obama administration by early spring that they are, in fact, restructuring in a way that will make them likely viable in the months and years ahead. The president says, after much consideration of the right decision on this matter, he says that allowing the automakers to fail given our current economic diciness could affect the entire nation economically.
There's too great a risk that bankruptcy now would lead to a disorderly liquidation of American auto companies. My economic advisors believe that such a collapse would deal an unacceptably painful blow to hardworking Americans far beyond the auto industry.
President Bush once again making it clear that the terms of the bridge loans to the industry will require auto companies to demonstrate they can and will become viable.
They must pay back all their loans to the government and show that their firms can earn a profit and achieve a positive net worth.
President Bush and Barack Obama don't agree on too many policy issues, but the incoming president says he thinks the outgoing president made the right decision here. Obama says the bailout loans are a regrettable but necessary step to help avoid the collapse of a major part of our economy.
The auto companies must not squander this chance to reform bad management practices and begin the long-term restructuring that is absolutely necessary to save this critical industry and the millions of American jobs that depend on it.
Obama also says that all players in the industry, as the president said earlier in the day, must make serious concessions if they want to be viable in the years ahead.
There are going to be some painful steps that have to be taken. I just want to make sure that it's not just workers who are bearing the brunt of that restructure, that they're not the ones who are taking all the hits.
Meanwhile, Chrysler Chairman and CEO Bob Nardelli is thanking the Bush administration and the Treasury Department for their confidence in the company. In accepting billions of dollars in loans from the government, Nardelli says that conditions of the loan will, quote, require consideration from all constituents, requiring commitment first in principle, leading to implementation in this coming year. Meanwhile, over at GM, CEO Rick Wagner calls the loan a blueprint for a new General Motors as the company reinvents itself. Wagner mapped out, then, the future plans for his company.
It's really a blueprint for a new General Motors, one for our second 100 years. It's a plan that's dedicated to great products, world-class quality and exciting design, to fully committing us to leading in energy-saving vehicles and technology.
Up on Wall Street, the news was well received. For the most part, the Dow losing 26 points to close at 85.78, the S&P 500 gaining 3 to close at 8.88, the Nasdaq up 12 to close at 15.64. Oil losing again, falling $2.35 to finish at $33.87 per barrel. In Illinois on Friday, for the first time since being charged with trying to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat, embattled Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich spoke out and says that he's not going anywhere and that he's also innocent of what he's charged with.
I'm here to tell you right off the bat that I am not guilty of any criminal wrongdoing, that I intend to stay on the job, and I will fight this thing every step of the way.
Blagojevich says he understands that just about everyone in Springfield wants him out of office, but he says the truth is on his side.
I know there are some powerful forces arrayed against me. It's kind of lonely right now. But I have on my side the most powerful ally there is, and it's the truth.
But to his critics, this was just another typical Blagojevich performance in front of the television cameras and microphones. We'll talk about it a little bit later in this program when we're joined by the top Republican in the Illinois State Senate, Republican Senator Christine Rodagno. Up in Minnesota, the recount continues, but now it appears that Democratic challenger Al Franken has slipped ahead of Republican incumbent Norm Coleman. We'll also talk about this when we're joined a little bit later in the program by Kevin Dukeshire of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And Deep Throat has died. Mark Felt, the deputy director of the FBI during the Nixon administration and the one-time secret source to reporters Woodward and Bernstein, passed away on Thursday night at the age of 95. Felt's family and Woodward and Bernstein consider him a hero, but other veterans from the Watergate days have a different opinion, including Radio America's own G. Gordon Liddy.
If you are a law enforcement official and you gain knowledge of the commission of a crime and evidence, what you are ethically bound to do is to go to a grand jury and seek an indictment, not to selectively leak it to a single news source.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, some end-of-the-week holiday fun with the Capitol Steps. As mentioned, we'll check in with Kevin Dukeser of the Minneapolis Star Tribune on the Minnesota Senate recount. And when we come back, State Senator Christine Rodagno of Illinois reacts to Governor Blagojevich's first public statement since being charged with trying to sell the Obama Senate seat. This is Dateline Washington.